WHM. Bill, you must be on your way home.
Michael, in the city limits of Harlow.
This is my last stop, heading home myself.
That far?
Weak, so he's my sinuses right now.
Hey, Bo, that must be enough ragweed growing to feed a small army if it were consumable.
On that, I don't know if that storm last week blew it in or what, man, but mine are just killing me this week.
I agree with you. Mine have been on overdrive, and everybody I talk to is having the same issue.
Bunch of guys out on the route having the same issue too, so we're all suffering through it together.
We have, but we deal with, I'll be all right. I can take some Benadryl when I get home, and that'll help me sleep tonight.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the worst part about it, is not being able to get a good night's sleep.
Finally, hit my mark on the practice exams for the general test. On the practice exams, I'm finally scoring in the 90% range where I wanted, so now all I got to do is keep that up and wait on the next test day.
That's good to hear. Now, if I could just get there myself.
One of these days, you'll get the bug, and it'll bite you, and you'll just take to it.
I just got to put my mind to it and get with it.
I have designated Patrick. I will be back on the radio here in a few minutes. But until then, 73s, be safe, and we'll talk to you here in a few.
All right, Bill, I got a long drive ahead of me, so I'll be around for a little bit. KO4HX on the side.
4CBA Mobile.
Hey, Dave, you going to play tennis in this heat?
Yeah, I probably need to have my head examined, don't I?
By my standards, I'd say yes, because I don't want nothing to do with this heat.
For RUR monitoring.
Organizing KFORUR. Hopefully I'll be too busy playing tennis to think about the heat. And KO4RUR, welcome to the group. This is KB4CBA. My name is David, and Patrick is also in here as well.
Yeah, I just turned on my radio, and I figured I'd just fiddle around a little bit.
Jump on in here anytime. KO4HX here for ID.
Patrick sells Matco tools. Do you need any tools?
Right now, I don't judge me, but I have a Snap-on account right now.
Not too much against you there.
KO4RUR.
Tell you, when I was working on cars, I had two or three accounts going at the same time.
30 wrenches. I made a mistake and got a tool account with all four of them at one time for a short period, and I realized how dumb that was.
It's funny because the Snap-on guy wouldn't guarantee the sockets that you could buy, the ones that have the plastic sleeve around them, you know, that you use on lug nuts to keep from skinning up the rim. He wouldn't guarantee them. And the Cornwell guy would, so I bought those from Cornwell, and he had other things that Snap-on didn't have, so, you I bought some stuff from him, too.
I've bought stuff from all of them over the years. But I tell you what, you get yourself in trouble in a hurry if you ain't careful with this.
We used to have this guy that came around in a... It was a two-tone truck. It was yellow. I can't remember the other color, green or something. And it was an old truck, and he had some pretty good tools on there. And I needed a magnet with a strong magnet with an extension on it, and he had one in stock, so I bought it from him. And I never did know his real name. Everybody called him Bucket.
That is, I know Gorilla Tools used to be in this area. I've heard a lot about them when I first started. Gorilla Tools, they were an independent tool company, or independent tool truck.
I've seen advertisements. I don't think I've ever seen the truck, though. Maybe I have. I just don't remember it. But anyway, let's see. And the other guy that's in there, what's your name?
You lost him.
Got a phone call or something. You never know. Seems like every time I get on the ham radio, my phone rings. it's like somebody knows I'm on the radio. We had something weird happen. Well, I'm not sure it's due to RF, but last night I was talking on my radio, and of course it only puts out 100 watts. That's full power. And we call that barefoot. And well, in the bedroom across the house, we have these touch lamps that you just touch, and you know they have about three or four different brightness. I don't know how to describe it any other way. And then of course you touch it again, and it goes off. And it was on, and my wife said that she was sitting in there, and the light just came on, and she was wondering if it was due to the RF. And I said, well, I don't think so, but stranger things have happened.
I was saying something about that a few months back when he had done something like that, where the light would just keep changing brightness and the settings on it, just keep rotating through them every time he keyed the mic.
It's kind of scary because, you know, I'm using top grade antenna coax. It's supposed to be the best you can get. It has a solid copper center. It's not braided like most of it. I got it from the wire man. They said it was better than anything else they carried. So, and I'm only running 100 watts, so, and it goes straight out the wall. So I don't know. That's weird. Maybe it's getting it from the antenna, because the antenna is closer to the lamp than the radio is. I didn't think about that. But yeah, the antenna is a heck of a lot closer, because it's out there in the trees.
No, it could be anything like that. Just one of those freak things. But I don't know if you heard it or not. I think it was 2 weeks ago. Something happened on the repeater here, and you could hear like a phone conversation. You hear both sides of it. And they timed the repeater out like four or five times before it quit.
Strange. Was it like another repeater that was coming in to this one?
Like like a phone call because you never heard the key, the mic, you know, push the talk button being mashed, and you never heard what, you always heard both sides of the conversation at all times. There was never a break in there. So it was like a phone call. It was strange.
Weird, because, I could see if there was a phone patch on this same frequency somewhere and somebody was on it and, we had a band opening or something, something like that might could happen, but, that's weird. For it to sound like a cell phone conversation, or that's kind of strange.
For HKX Friday, I don't know if that's what it was or not, but that's what it sounded like to me, because you could hear both sides at all times, and you never heard the mic keying up or down on either one of them.
Okay. Well, I guess it was either that or somebody had their mic keyed and they were broadcasting the conversation over the air. That's the only other thing I could think of, but that would be kind of hard to do. Well, I guess not. Not if the mic was sensitive enough. But anyway, because you could just hold it at the cell phone and listen to the conversation. Well, that is kind of weird, though. I tell you. Well, my car says 93 degrees. Well, I tell you, I'm not looking forward to getting out there. The humidity's at little weather station said the humidity is at 46%, which is not real high. It beats being 70%. But, it's just so doggone hot. I mean, you know, you just feel like you're going to be cooking out there.
Today out in the shops and no air moving in the shops, and it's just miserable in there. I don't see how some of these guys work in some of these shops at all.
You know, I tell you, I used to work for the county, and they were the only shop that had had air conditioning that I knew about in Greenville. Now, I think there is another one that I found out later, but they actually had air conditioning, and it was nice. It worked very good. When I worked for John Finger, which is now Bradshaw Mazda, people would ask me if, I think I told you, people would ask me if we had air conditioning. I said, yeah. I said, it cooled down to 95 degrees today.
Worked in a shop that had air conditioning, but some of the shops I go in now, they're starting to put air conditioning in and using it to draw a different quality of technicians. At least they're hoping so anyway.
Hey, cars are changing. You know, they're gonna need a new breed of people to come in and. You know, it's not like it used to be, and the cars are changing so much. There's hybrids out there, and I think Mazda is about the only brand that doesn't have a hybrid, which is kind of strange. Unless they've changed in the last couple of years, they still don't have a hybrid.
Paying attention if they do or not, but did you hear about GM's recall on the Volt for all the lithium-ion batteries they're having to replace?
Our daughter had a, they bought a Prius that was used, and I wish they'd have talked to me before they bought it, but anyway. And their battery cell went out, and they had to, well, they were going to buy a new one, and then they found this guy that said he could rebuild it, so he rebuilt it, and something happened, and he had to redo it again, and they said it never did work right. The car never did do right after that, you know, as far as, it just didn't do like it was supposed to.
Having problems with them catching fire, shorting out and catching fire there on the Chevy Volts. So, I don't know what, I hadn't read the whole thing yet. I just got a little blurb about it this morning. I got to go find out. Because I'm sure that's going to affect quite a few cars out there.
I think the lithium batteries have been responsible for bringing down an airplane, because they used them in the airbags, and they were supposed to disable them on this plane, and they didn't, and it took off, and one of them caught fire, and there was a whole like huge pallet of them, and they brought the plane down, caught the plane on fire in the cargo area, and by the time the pilots figured out what was going on, you know, it was too late to really do anything about it. But anyway, they're kind of scary, and I've been talking to some people about thinking about buying a Ford Bronco, and my son-in-law, one of my oldest son-in-law, sent me an article about the Broncos, and so I'm evidently it's not a positive review, so I haven't read it yet, but I will before the day's out.
Much one way or the other on those. I know a lot of people are waiting for the V8 model to come out, if it ever does.
Apparently they have one V6. I think it's one of the high end models though, and you got about 60,000 or so, 66,000. You can get you one, and but yeah, you know, you kind of equate those with a little bit more muscle, and I know a turbo can, you know, put the power in there, but I'm not sure about the torque, and if it's got the old style turbo in it, I wouldn't buy it anyway, because all it's going to do is just burn it up.
These turbo cars out here, you got a highly maintenance vehicle that requires specific oil, and a lot of people are going to these Jiffy Lubes and quick oil changes and not doing their oil service like they should, and you can't do that at all on those. They're not forgiving at all, because it cooks that oil on those turbos.
Problem with the design, see, set up when it's on the car, but the line that goes to the turbo that feeds oil to the shaft that's spinning is about the size of a brake line, and you know how little those are, and you know it doesn't take much oil to get cooked in there for it to stop that line up, and when that line stops up, then the oil flow stops, and then the turbo, you know, locks up from heat. And but now they make a turbo that has its own reservoir, like the superchargers have, which is really smart. And so I'm hoping that's the kind they're putting on there, because the old design is it's crazy. I can't tell you how many turbos I've changed. It's just unreal.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Dave. I've changed my fair share. And on the gas engines, they, like you're saying, they do run a real small feed line to that oil feed, and that causes all kinds of problems. And like, because of the heat and people using cheap oil and extended services. So that's just the way it is. But hey, I got a phone call coming in, so I'm going to say 73s for now. KO4 HKX, and I'm clear.
Talk to you later, and have a good one. I'm going to go play some tennis. KB4CBA, clear.
CLX Mobile monitoring.